This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Monday's the first of the month, the time the rent is often due. And while unemployment benefits and federal stimulus money may help, this is a time when many cannot pay. Some states and localities are preventing landlords from evicting non-paying tenants right now, but landlords may themselves owe money for mortgages. Sonia Paul reports from Richmond, California, east of San Francisco.
Angelica Lara is a landlord who owns two units in a duplex. She's speaking to one of her tenants, Jennifer Ortega.
What would be an amount you guys are comfortable paying? And I ask that with the understanding that I don't have the luxury to waive rent. I can postpone rent.
Ortega says she lost her job as a server in a restaurant in San Francisco back in March. She, her mom, and her grandma rent a three-bedroom unit from Lara for $2,450 a month.
We also need food on the table.
Ortega wound up paying most of April's rent after she received unemployment, and she wasn't sure when she would be able to pay May's rent. Even though they rent below market rates, Ortega says the current crisis aggravates an existing problem.
You know, without all this pandemic going on, it's already hard to come up with rent.
Laura and her husband use the rent money to pay their mortgage, which is $2,500 a month for both units. They also use the rental money for upkeep on the property and for income. It took weeks to connect with their bank, Bank of the West, to figure out how to pay their mortgage if rent isn't coming in. In the end, Laura and her husband decided to take a 90-day forbearance offered on their rental property's Fannie Mae loan.
It feels like a temporary solution, but it's like a Band-Aid for a gunshot wound, you know?
Most small landlords and property owners have an incentive to work out repayment plans as more and more tenants lose work, says Sid Lucky Reddy. He's president of the California Rental Housing Association.
Rents are going to be dropping out there, and you don't want to be in a competitive marketplace to find a good resident again.
Laura says she feels for her tenants and is uncertain about the future. California's governor has said he will keep a moratorium on evictions until 90 days after he declares an end to the current emergency.
I don't know how it helps in the long run if people are faced with making this big balloon payment after 90 days.
Laura says she's hoping her tenants who can't afford to pay full rent will be able to make up what they owe starting in July. In Richmond, California, I'm Sonia Paul for Marketplace.